The story of Paul and the church he started in Corinth is like one big roller coaster ride, full of ups and downs. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul urged them to stop fighting with each other, and he had to deal with a lot of other problems too. Paul wrote another letter, not long after sending his first one. By this time, the Corinthians were starting to listen. Most of them were trying to do the right thing. Paul wrote this letter, known as 2 Corinthians, to encourage them. He wanted them to know that all was forgiven, that he still loved them. He also wanted to let them know that he was sending his friend Titus to help take up an offering for the poor. There was still problems, of course. Some people still questioned Paul's authority. In response, Paul decided to do a little bragging. But see if you notice anything unusual about his bragging.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Christ Jesus, just as God planned. Timothy, our brother, joins me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of God's church in Corinth. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He comforts us in all of our troubles. Now we can comfort others when they are in trouble. Our hope for you remains firm. We know that you suffer just as we do. Some people need letters that speak well of them. You yourselves are our letter. You are written on our hearts. Everyone knows you and reads you. You make it clear that you are a letter from Christ. You are the result of our work for God. You are a letter written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. You are a letter written not on tablets made out of stone, but on human hearts. Through Christ, we can be sure of this because of our faith in God's power. In ourselves, we are not able to claim anything for ourselves. The power to do what we do comes from God. Since we have that kind of hope, we are very bold, and we don't give up. Instead, we have given up doing secret and shameful things. We don't twist God's word. In fact, we do just the opposite. We present the truth plainly. We do not preach about ourselves. We preach about Jesus Christ. We say that He is Lord, and we serve you because of Him. We are pushed hard from all sides, but we are not beaten down. We are bewildered. But that doesn't make us lose hope. Others make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. We know that God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, and He will also raise us up with Jesus. God's grace is reaching more and more people. Christ died for everyone. He died so that those who live should not live for themselves anymore. They should live for Christ. He died for them and was raised again. So, from now on, we don't look at anyone the way the world does. Anyone who believes in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It is all from God. He brought us back to Himself through Christ's death on the cross. And He has given us the task of bringing others back to Him through Christ. God was bringing the world back to Himself through Christ. He did not hold people's sins against them. God has trusted us with a message that people may be brought back to Him, so we are Christ's official messengers. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made Him become sin for us, so we can be made right with God because of what Christ has done for us. When I came to Macedonia, my body wasn't able to rest. I was attacked no matter where I went. I had battles on the outside and fears on the inside. But God comforts those who are sad. He comforted me when Titus came. I was comforted not only when he came, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told me how much you longed for me. He told me about your deep sadness and concern for me. That made my joy greater than ever. We were also very glad to see how happy Titus was. You have all renewed his spirit. I had bragged about you to him, and you have not let me down. I am glad I can have complete faith in you. Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given to the churches in Macedonia. They have suffered a great deal, but their joy was more than full. Even though they were very poor, they gave very freely. In fact, they gave even more than they could. Completely on their own, they begged us for the chance to share in serving God's people in that way. They did more than we expected. Titus had already started collecting money from you, so we asked him to get you to finish making your kind gift. Along with Titus, we are sending another brother. Titus is my helper. He and I work together among you. Show them that you really love them. Show them why we are proud of you. They will finish the plans for the large gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a gift that is freely given. It will not be given by force. Here is something to remember. The one who plants only a little will gather only a little, and the one who plants a lot will gather a lot. You should each give what you have decided in your heart to give. You shouldn't give if you don't want to. You shouldn't give because you are forced to. God loves a cheerful giver. Your gifts meet the needs of God's people, and that's not all. Your gifts also cause many people to thank God. So people will praise God because you obey Him. They will also praise God because you share freely with them and with everyone else. I beg you that when I come, I won't have to be as bold as I expect to be toward some people. Don't think that I am trying to scare you with my letters. Some say, "His letters sound important, but in person he doesn't seem like much, and what he says doesn't amount to anything." People like that have a lot to learn. What I say in my letters when I'm away from you, I will do in my actions when I'm with you. Do I brag too much about the authority the Lord gave me? If I do, it's because I want to build you up, not pull you down. And I'm not ashamed of that kind of bragging. What anyone else dares to brag about, I also dare to brag about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Do they belong to the people of Israel? So do I. Are they Abraham's children? So am I. Are they serving Christ? I am serving him even more. I have worked much harder. I have been in prison more often. I have suffered terrible beatings again and again. I almost died. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have had to keep on the move. I have been in danger from rivers. I have been in danger from robbers. I have been in danger in the city, in the country, and at sea. I have been in danger from people who pretended they were believers. I have worked very hard. Often I have gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. Often I have gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, every day I am concerned about all the churches. It is a very heavy load. If anyone is weak, I feel weak. If anyone is led into sin, I burn on the inside. If I have to brag, I will brag about the things that show how weak I am. Then Christ's power can rest on me. Because of how I suffered for Christ, I'm glad that I am weak. I am glad in hard times. I am glad when people say mean things about me. I am glad when things are difficult, and I am glad when people make me suffer. When I am weak, I am strong. Now I am ready to visit you for a third time. I won't cause you any expense. I don't want what you have. What I really want is you, so I will be very happy to spend everything I have for you. I will even spend myself. If I love you more, will you love me less? Dear friends, Everything I do is to help you become stronger. I'm afraid that when I come, I won't find you as I want you to be. I'm afraid there will be arguing, jealousy, and fits of anger. I'm afraid you will separate into your own little groups. Then I will be sad about many who sinned earlier and have not turned away from it. Take a good look at yourselves to see if you are really believers. Test yourselves. Don't you realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you failed the test. I hope you will discover that I haven't failed the test. I'm glad when I am weak, but you are strong. I pray that you will become perfect. That's why I write these things before I come to you. Then when I do come, I won't have to be hard on you when I use my authority. The Lord gave me the authority to build you up. He didn't give it to me to tear you down. Finally, brothers and sisters, goodbye. Try to be perfect. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God who gives love and peace will be with you.